Well, welcome, everyone. I just think we tied the attendance record for the year. That's a pretty big deal. So let me welcome you all and hope that everything you hope to get out of today's call, you're gonna. Remember, after John's done, he's going to answer any and all questions that he can. So be patient. If you're not talking, keep yourself muted so we get a nice, clear recording. And with all of that being said, let me welcome everybody to another Saturday of Coffee Tea with me today with a very special guest and a friend of the community from day one, the man who helped save my life, John Berksteiner. Good morning, John.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
Well, pretty good, because every time you're a guest, I come up with a new way to say it.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you again for allowing me to visit with you guys, brother.
Well, John, you know, everybody's kind of anxious, including Kip and Doty, because they couldn't get the book on Kindle. But let me let you talk about the book and what you want to talk about, and then you'll tell everyone how they can possibly get the book before we field questions. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, I'm going to put the masking tape on and try to keep quiet.
I have been very disappointed, to be honest, in the Kindle platform. I had no idea it was so difficult to manage or access for people. But yeah, it's been quite a bear, and it's been difficult for pretty much everybody to be able to navigate through that. You can't just order it on Amazon; you have to go through the Kindle app, and it's a nightmare. There are a lot of bugs in there. So we have had, golly, I think we've only had one review so far, which is amazing. You know, I know there's more people out there than that want to read the book and review it, you know?
So I'm going to break my word immediately because I've already come up with an idea. Are you bound to only sell through Kindle, whatever that is, Kindle, whoever, at this time, or are you allowed to sell at other places?
I am allowed, and we are going to sell at other places. There's a program they have that is exclusive, and we didn't do that for that very reason. We didn't want to be tied to just them. We're working on a paperback version that we're going to sell directly on Amazon, so you can still do reviews, Amazon reviews. But obviously it'll cost more because we have actual printing costs. It's not going to be a digital file. It'll be a hard or paperback.
All right, let me ask you this now, okay? Because you know me, I want to be part of the solution if possible. Are you able, if you were paid directly, okay, would you be able to then respond in the form of an email and send it through an email?
No, it needs to. It has to be. It's too large of a file to send through email. So it has to be. Kept online somewhere, and we're doing that. We're going to put it on our BioTerrain, restoreyourbioterrain.com website. So, there will be a way to download the book without having to go through Kindle. In the next week, it'll be completed. We've already submitted the book to Amazon for printing, and they're going through the process. They said it can take up to 10 days for them to approve the book as a paperback, because it's a totally different process that they go through than they do when the book is just an e-book that's a digital file. So it's been quite an adventure trying to launch this book, but I remain very excited about it because, I think it's going to be a very valuable tool to help us to reach out and meet new people, introduce them to our mission and our protocol and what we're doing, what we're about. So I'm definitely excited about it. The initial launching of it has been frustrating, but I know it's going to have a great long-term impact for the folks who get the opportunity to read it.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the book?
All right.
Well, when everybody's appetite.
The book is called Nurturing Your Bioterrain, The Gateway to Optimal Health. And I wouldn't say it's a deep dive because, you know, I wanted to try to keep it on the level, a layperson's level where people could actually understand it. But, you know, I didn't write it for doctors and researchers. I wrote it for the common person. Because people need to understand, you know, how their choices that they make every day are impacting their quality and quantity of life. And that's become more and more and more true every day as we go through these crazy times that we're living in. So it's a, you know, I hope it will be a valuable tool for people to open their eyes to how they're under assault and help lead them to make some better choices every day, you know, to enhance their quality of life and hopefully increase their quantity of life.
All right. Are there multiple chapters?
There are 14 chapters, I believe, in the book.
Would you mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, in its current form, there are 14 chapters in it, and I'm actually unable to pull up my PDF right now to go through the book, which I don't know why, because I had it open last night, but right now it won't open. Very interesting.
Well, you're not on the computer now. You're on the phone, right?
Well, no, I'm on the phone. I'm talking on the phone, but I'm on my computer.
Okay, so you come into the call through the computer. Okay, I understand. All right, well, the reason I said that is maybe you could restart the computer and that would allow that to happen. But if you do that, we're going to lose you. So you don't have, like, a printed copy or a rough draft anywhere close?
Well, that's what I've been working on since I've been on the phone with you trying to pull up the document.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. See if this will do it. Oh, goodness, Mel.
Well, John, I have another idea. Okay. So, why don't we go around the room and ask people if they have questions? Then, in the event that. Okay, well, then you can interrupt. We can talk about the book and then finish up the questions a little bit further down the road. What do you think?
That's fine. I mean, this book is not going to be a lot of new information to y'all, because to y'all I've been preaching for, you know, 15 years and my message has not changed about the importance of restoring the bioterrain. So I don't think there's going to be any surprises in the book for y'all, because y'all pretty much know my message just from having absorbed it over the, you know, last 15, 20 years.
How about all the new people that are here today and those who are going to listen to this? Because I always say, repetition is part of restoration.
Amen.
Say what?
I said amen. It certainly is.
All right. Well, so how about just give us, for the new people, you know, a brief update, and then we'll field questions, and then maybe it'll come happen, and maybe we'll stop and all pray together. How's that? That works.
Yeah.
So,
well, we should probably do that anyway.
I don't try to do much anymore. I just give it up, you know?
Yeah,
try to listen.
Agree. Well, why don't we do that, Mel? Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we love you. We thank you for loving us first. Thank you for this time we have together today. ask, Lord, that you will guide and direct it, and that it will bring you honor and glory, and that we will see lives transformed as a result of our efforts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
There we go.
All right.
Yep.
So, I can talk about the book, the concept of the book, obviously, is the Bio-Train. And we've always taught that, you know, kind of in a one-sentence thing, the human bioterrain is the accumulation of all the systems in the body that nourish, maintain, and protect us, and especially the microbiome in the gut. The human bioterrain is a very, very complex system, obviously, and it's not even a system. It's a conglomeration of multiple systems, many systems in the body that all have to communicate and work in harmony together. And, the human body is incredibly resilient in its ability to tolerate severe punishment, as I proved out in my early life. And I think you did too, Mel. We both were an example of how much the human body can tolerate, how much punishment the human body can tolerate. But in other ways, the systems can be very fragile as well, and it depends on how they are compromised and how those compromises kind of ricochet throughout the body and all the other systems. So there's something we call homeostasis, or a system of balance in all these systems in the body, that is the objective that your body's always in, trying to reach balance in all of its different systems. So we, in the book, we talk about what those systems are and how we can bring them back online in terms of our diet, our lifestyle choices, and with targeted supplementation, how we can give the body the tools it needs to reach back into that place of homeostasis where our immune system is strong but balanced. It's not attacking our body in unprofitable ways. And it, you know, our natural defense systems are doing their job in keeping various viruses and pathogenic threats that are always in us and around us at bay and staying in control. So, you know, if anybody knows what it's like when things go awry, it's this community, because you guys are kind of the poster child of what happens when you have multiple system compromises in the body and some of the things that can take place. So when my father invented the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol, he didn't even know Morgellons existed at the time. So it was never designed for, quote-unquote, for Morgellons. It just turns out that Morgellons and these other similar types of chronic toxic illnesses are the ultimate proving ground for a protocol like ours that is very, very comprehensive and meets all of the needs of all of the systems in the body to bring them back online. But the concept of the bioterrain is not new. It was not something my father invented. Although he did talk about the bioterrain, he's the first person I ever heard use the term bioterrain. It actually goes back over 100 years ago to France when Louis Pasteur, who famously invented penicillin, was advocating for what we now call the modern germ theory, where the germ or the pathogen is the enemy, and our job is to destroy the enemy at all costs. And there was another scientist and physician named Claude Bernot, who took the opposite approach. He said it's not the pathogen that's the problem, it's the terrain. It's all the systems in the body that get compromised, and once they do get compromised, then you don't have the ability to respond effectively to those pathogens. So that's what they obviously the powers that be at the time were in the beginning stages of building what has now become our modern sickness industry, where what we do is somebody comes in with, you know, with an illness or a symptom, and we give them a drug that will mask that symptom in the body, and in the process, trick the body and create more new symptoms. And so the modern sickness industry is built off of these drugs that do that, trick the body, creating more illness, and not treating a customer to cure them, but just treating a customer to treat them and to continue to profit off of them. So our idea in the natural medicine realm is we want to get the body back into balance and keep the nutrients around, at least on an intermittent basis, that the body needs to continue to thrive. So that's what we do with our protocols and with our, not just the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol, but the other protocols that are targeted for other different things. So that's the general idea, obviously, of the book, is trying to help people get their quality of life back and avoid having to go into the continual degradation of their body using drugs that don't actually address the underlying causes of our symptoms.
All right, John. Well, like I always said, every time you come, I pick up something that I didn't probably hear the last time, and always seem to learn something, and that may be why we are tied for the largest attendance of the year. So at this point in time, I'll say good job, and let's field some questions.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Anna, do you have a question for John?
Yes, I appreciate so much your willingness to share. I have many issues that I've been experiencing, practically my whole life, and it's certainly gotten worse since the pandemic. And so I'm interested in your supplements. Is there a contact information, John, that you'd be able to, to share personally, or is that not possible?
Well, let me interrupt you for a minute. Ma'am, you can see everything that's from Logos through the website by going to the protocol page and clicking on the picture of the protocol. And then if you have a need to ask questions, I'll set up a meeting with you and John.
Okay. So I'm not real clear. To go on the webpage, you're talking about your webpage, right?
Right. My website,
uh-huh.
One of the subheadings is called Protocol Page.
Okay.
You click on that.
Okay, because I think I had shared with you we need to get a new computer, and we're waiting toward the end of the year to go to the computer store. It's another challenge to go out of my apartment. I can do basic emails most of the time. Okay, so protocol, and then
What I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a link in an email to his website.
Okay,
and
I appreciate that.
After you study the website, if you have a list of questions, I will set up a meeting.
Okay, great. I certainly appreciate everything. Thank you so much from my heart.
You're welcome,
Thank you.
Dear.
Thank
By
you.
The way, when you're on our website, it's logosnutritionals.com. When you're on the site, there is a chat box on there that is always live. It's not live like as in we have people sitting there waiting to respond to your chat with a text message, 24/7. But if someone leaves a chat in there, I get an email. And in that email, it gives me the opportunity to log in and answer that chat. And what I typically will do if it's a situation that's complicated that you're dealing with, is I'll leave my phone number in that chat box for you to call me directly, because that's not something everybody can see. I can't post my phone number, my cell phone number, and I can't say it here because Mel posts these calls.
I understand. No,
yeah. But
I
will. I will be happy to talk to you and answer any questions you have. You know, and you can actually easily access me just by using that chat, and either leave me a phone number or I'll give you mine on the chat thing.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And it's nutritionals.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks again. Very appreciated. Thank you so much, Mel.
Alrighty. All right, Nancy. Come in, Nancy.
Good morning, Mel. Good morning, John. It's nice to have
Hello,
you today.
Hello, Miss Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, did you see me chase? Did you see me chasing you into the house from the backyard with a broom?
I wasn't outside in the backyard.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to come out. You know I'm out there.
Well, Rusty's out there, so go help him fix the lawnmower.
Do you have any questions for John, sweetie?
No, I've just the last few weeks I've been down in the weather, and I keep doing everything on my protocol to the T. But I think it's the change in our weather. It keeps, here it's raining one day, and then one day it's 90-something degrees, and every time the weather changes, it seems to affect me more than normal.
Well, did you notice when it rains, after it rains, there are more bugs in the house?
Seems to be. I mean, it's just the little black spots I see more of, and then that white lint stuff has been bad the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you're lucky. I've been having spiders. Mm.
Oh, well, I don't want none of them.
No, I know you don't. Neither do I. You got a question for John?
No, I just want to tell him how much I appreciate him and his family.
Oh, thank you, dear. God bless you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
All right, John.
Getting
Go
off
ahead,
all
Nancy.
My John.
You are?
I'm working on it.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we'll all say a little prayer tomorrow for Nancy, and she's got a piece of property up for sale. And, you know, we can all use a little extra money. So remind me tomorrow, Nance. We need to pray for that sale.
I will do. Thank you.
Don't thank me. All right, the next one, John, I made one of my famous pre-Thanksgiving pronax. I can't even enunciate the word. You know, when you make a prediction, what is that? Say it for me, John boy.
I'm not sure the word you're after.
I'm making a prediction. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, prognostication?
Yeah, there you go. See? It was like when I was little, I couldn't say spaghetti. All right. All right. So this next one, I made this thing where I predicted that him and his buddy, brothers from another mother, are both going to be out of here before the snow flies. How do you think I am, John, on my predictions over the years?
I would say you've been pretty accurate.
Okay, well, this is a young man, Dale, 2 jobs, 3 kids, but he loves hockey. I mean, man, when I saw the picture of him and all the kids on the ice, I went wild. But him and his bosom buddy, Teddy, go back and forth and talk in the forum for a while now. And they're both going to be out of here by Christmas, despite the amount of work that they put in, because they both come to really relish the rest part of this protocol, R-E-S-T.
That's awesome.
It sure is for me, I'll tell you. You know, that's why I live, to make people better.
Yeah,
Dale, what do you have to say for you? Say what now? What time?
Hey,
Oh, there's Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Mel. Hey, John. I appreciate you being here today and sharing information about the book and protocol.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
And, Mel, I thought you would get a kick out of that because I know you're a hockey fan. So,
is that you with the kids?
Yeah, that's me with the kids.
You're a nice-looking boy, son.
I've really gotten a lot of benefit off of the protocol, and tried some other products on there, the Adams Vitality and others. But I just had a question about the Parabolus. I had mentioned to Mel wondering if it would be good for me to add that, because it seems like it's just a, you know, huge parasitic component to this disease.
Yeah.
Before you answer that, John, Dale, tell them what I told you and see what John has.
So Mel said that I might need to wait until I'm a little further along, and that y'all use it as almost like a test to see how close you are to the end.
Or I said you take it before you start the protocol, like John had me do 15 plus years ago. You remember that part?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so I mean, I haven't changed my mind, John. I never thought that while they're like down the final stretch and this disease is going to put up a huge battle, or I call it Custer's last stand, that they should add anything else that's going to create more havoc. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I typically want to, in general, you know, when folks first show up in your community, they are typically, you know, not in great shape. They've been chewed up and spit out by Western medicine, and oftentimes they don't have a doctor that will take them seriously. So it's, you know, the challenge initially is to get their detox pathways cleared, get their digestion moving along again, and then absorbing and assimilating nutrients again. I like to kind of get somebody like that, stabilize them before we start to mash the pedal on the offensive components and try to start reducing the overall infection load in the body. Just so that the whole experience for the person going through it is a whole lot more pleasant and really more effective. Because anytime you overwhelm the body's detox capabilities, you know, there's consequences to that, right? So it's better. I liken it to like riding a surfboard. You know, you got to hit the sweet spot on the wave and stay there, as opposed to getting overboard, you know, going overboard in any direction and getting off balance, and overdoing the offensive components too quickly. So to me, you know, we have used Parabolus. We've also used Immune Pulse, another product that we have that has herbs in it that are not designed for ongoing long-term use. They're short-term, high-intensity types of herbs. And Parabolus is also that way. It's not designed for long-term use. I mean, it's only got 15 days worth of product in there. There's 30, I think there are 30 cap tabs or capsules in the Parabolus, and there's serving sizes too. So it's a 2-week program basically to cleanse all the parasitic components out of your body. It can be done. You can go jump in head first and you can do it. And to the degree your detox capabilities can keep up, that determines what the experience will be like for you, but it will work regardless of when you use it. Yeah, it's
right. I want him to use it when he thinks he's all better, so it proves it to him.
Yeah.
I don't want to push him along any faster than he's going with 2 jobs and 3 children.
Amen. I hear that.
Okay, I talk to him every day. In fact, I talk to him three to five times a week. I got this under control. I'll get him out of here by Christmas. And then, you know, for his New Year's gift, we'll let him take Parabolus.
Well, you know me.
Nothing will happen.
When we first started working with this together.
With me, you made me take it at the beginning. You don't remember, but I do.
Well, you needed it. You had some overwhelming.
Thanks, John.
He had some overwhelming infections that we had to get control of. But, you know, obviously we learned early on that when you were using the promoting the MMS, that we needed to take it easy on that and not push people too far so that their detox capabilities could keep up.
Well, that's why I've always learned to err on the side of caution, and I'm more cautious than most.
Yeah, amen.
Right. I mean, the only time I make mistakes is when it's for me.
And so I did see, I think it has wormwood in it. I did see that, read that you weren't supposed to take that for a prolonged period of time. So you said 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's no problem at all to take it for, you know, to take one bottle of this is not going to hurt anybody.
Right.
But yeah, it's got wormwood and black walnut and podarco, all kind of good stuff in there. Cloves. That's a loaded formulation for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bear.
Next is America's favorite couple, the Honeymooners, Carrie Ann and Joe. Good morning.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you, brother?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Just always happy to have you on to share your plethora of knowledge with the protocol and logos. And Carrie and I, we absolutely love the redesign of the website. Much easier to get through and see all the different products listed out right there. So really appreciate everything you do. And I will say in the last couple months, we started Carrie on added the InfilSat, and that has helped, I think, a lot more with the energy levels and everything too. So that's a great product.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Is that my
yeah.
new favorite product? Is that NFLASat?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, so when it takes down the inflammation, you have much more energy because you're not using it to fight the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct,
yeah.
John?
That is correct.
Man, I'm still learning. Hey, you never get too old, guys.
Yeah. And then the other thing, we don't have any questions, but the other thing, just want to shout out to Logos and your product and Mel's guidance is with our baby girl who's now a year old. You know, we noticed within a few months, you know, with her stools that it looked like she had some stuff, you know, potentially coming out, and that worried Carrie, of course. So Mel had us start incorporating colostrum and flora for her, and we haven't seen anything in months, which is awesome.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's great.
So we're continuing on that with her.
Yeah, that's
well, she's my
great.
Most favorite, you know. She's the only one who sits up and listens.
I was just going to say, she's the one that cooperates. But
well,
that's
yeah,
all we have. Good to have you here, John.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, Joe. God bless you, man.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Bye. her and Holly, my two favorites. All right, next is,
Mel?
That's Jennifer. Yeah?
Hey, the reason I was 6 minutes late getting to your call this morning was my son-in-law called me on FaceTime to show me my grandson, who's 4 years old, riding his bicycle with no training wheels for the first time. It was so cute. But that's why I was late getting here. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You were not the only one. I was in a really good coaching session with Margaret and just completely lost track of time. I was a couple of minutes late myself. But, you know, no worries. I've always said this. I don't care when you get here. Just get here. All right, Jennifer. Go get them. Jennifer. All right, Jennifer is having an issue unmuting herself. There you go.
Yep, I got it. Yeah, I'm full now. So hello, John. I'm so good to hear you.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. So I just spent the last 3 weeks. I'm still recovering a little bit, but I'm doing a whole lot better. Where I was not able to, like, put any weight on my legs and transfer. so I was having a difficult time for 3 weeks. And so I basically, like, shut everything off. Like, nothing. And I barely even drank any water because it was difficult for me to even get up and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm, like, I'm now at a stage where I'm starting to recover. So, like, now where do I start back in? Or what would you think?
Where do you start back in on the protocol?
Well, I know that, but is there anything I should really focus on? Because I can't just go all in.
Okay, we're going to wait till you and John and I have this conversation and go over this detail by detail. This is would be so time consuming, and we got a huge audience. Do you have a specific question at this time?
Not right now. No, I'm sorry.
No, sorry. We've tried to schedule a call with you for over a week. We'll get it done.
Okay.
Yes, we will. And I look forward to it, Jen.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to it, too.
I do need a lot more information to really be able to give you any meaningful feedback, honey. And so I look forward to us getting together, and we will.
All right. That would be great. Thank you. I look forward to
ma'am.
That.
John, I'm hearing a message from above. It says Monday, 4 o'clock Eastern. Are you available?
Yes, I am, actually. What's the date of that?
What time zone are you in? Eastern, right?
I'm in Eastern, yeah.
All right, so 4 o'clock for you two, 3 o'clock for me, conference call line. John, I trapped you.
Good. Monday, what's the date of that?
It's the 18th.
Oh, man, today's the 16th, tomorrow's the 17th, Monday's the 18th.
Yep.
Okay, I'm good. I wanted to make sure it wasn't the 19th. I have some things happening on the 19th.
No, it's on the 18th, and that's perfect. You heard him, Jen.
I did. I'll see you all on Monday, for sure.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah. All right, thank you, guys.
You're welcome, dude.
You're welcome. All right, let's see now. Margaret, I took the breath. Was it all my fault, or were you having fun, too?
No, I was having fun, too. I'll always have fun making fun of you, Mel.
We have a new Tia. A new Tia to help Tia.
Step in when she's not here.
No, I noticed. Doing a fine job. Thanks.
My question is, thank you so much for being here. And I guess my question would be, like, I have, with environment and, like let's say my work environment may not be super ideal. My home environment is, but my work environment is not. Can you still make meaningful breakthrough? Like, I still feel like I'm making progress, but should I be really concerned about a work environment, or can I just keep my immediate, like, environment work clean and that be okay?
It depends on what you mean by clean or unclean, you know, what your work environment that's a threat is. If we're talking chronic mold exposure, then it's very, very difficult to overcome, you know, because mold mycotoxins, when they enter the body perceives them as xenoestrogens, and it perceives them as estrogens. So when that happens, that suppresses the thyroid. When you suppress the thyroid, that has a direct effect on cellular energy output in every cell of the body. So there's a direct relationship between thyroid hormone in the cell and energy output. So anything we do that suppresses thyroid function shows up as not just, we're not just tired, our cells are tired. And when your cells are tired, your organs have no choice but to be tired, and your whole body has no choice but to be tired. That's why the net effect that we're looking for out of our protocol at the end of the line there is to restore cellular energy potential.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I have a couple
what is the environment
for you? I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
What's the nature of the environment that makes you say it's a negative environment?
Well, I spend about a little over 90% of my time in one environment and then probably like 8% in the other. And this 8% in the other, like, there's like stinging and burning on the skin. Like, it just, this place has not been dusted, you know? So, and it just feels, you know, it kind of creates like a sticky feeling on my skin and like a redness and those kind of sensations.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here again, even though I was promising not to. That's never going to work. But you see, once you have toxic disease of any kind, in my opinion, you have a much higher level of sensitivity.
Right.
And I have learned that if I go to certain places and certain things start happening to me, I'm leaving that place. Because I know that there's a problem there, but it's not my environment. It's not my place to correct it, and certainly not going to jump down the person's throat. But in a subtle way, if I could ever possibly be subtle, I'm going to tell them that they really need to clean up the environment or they're going to wind up getting sick. And then you explain to them that anyone who ever had a toxic disease has developed a sensitivity. They didn't ask for it, but they now have it. And they can sense when they go places. I've told you all, I do my shopping Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. when the stores first open and the air is as clean as it's possibly going to be.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So Linda has a relatively inexpensive idea to help clean up the air. Linda, are you here?
I am. Hi,
Tell
Tom.
Them about that new product.
Hi, Linda.
As soon as Glenn comes back to work, I'm going to have him make the collage of the two pieces. But I'm most interested in that air purifier, personally.
Yeah, it works really well. I had a lot of debris, you know, like in the air and stuff, and I got to where I couldn't hardly breathe at times, and so, you know, it got really bad. So I bought both a dehumidifier and an air purifier, and now it's like tremendous difference, almost immediately. Within a day, it was totally bearable after that. Now it's just super nice.
So, how much was the air purifier, and what's the name of it?
The air purifier was, I think, $44. I got it on Amazon, and it's called AOPO is the name of that one.
Okay.
And
well,
we're
going to have a picture of this and an explanation in a post that she made, but it came in when Glenn had a couple of days off, and when he has off, I mean, really, he works as hard as I do, and John and the whole crew over there. So when he's off, we try not to ask him to do too much. But we'll have that up probably for Monday, this air purifier and the dehumidifier. Now, I can talk about the dehumidifiers because I have four in a 1,000-foot, I guess you call it a one-bedroom with a den. Okay, and it does bring the humidity down to much more tolerable. It takes it from above 50 to I can get it 39, 38, okay? But if I got an air purifier, I'm curious to find out if that's going to improve the air quality, because the heat, the humidity has to mess with the air quality, which can't be that great because of all the oil in the ground. So I'm going to get one of those $44 numbers and report myself. But from what I heard from her excitement, the first day we talked in coaching after she bought it, convinced me that it's a good investment. And it's AOBO, Amazon.com.
It's AOPO as in Paul.
Ah, Paul, not Buddy. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a big one. You know, I think it's like, I don't know, 1,200 square feet or something it's supposed to work in, but It's got a sensor on top that shows you what the air quality is. It goes like from red or green or blue. And shortly after I plugged it in and turned it on, it's been running on blue all the time. So I'm loving it, you know.
Hey, good news sometimes comes at a small price. All right, do you have any questions? Well, we got to go back where we were. I got lost. Jennifer, we with you, right? No, we were with... Where were we? Who was talking before I interrupted once again?
Margaret White.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Hey, if there wasn't a stop sign, I'd be in a car wreck. All right.
Thank you for all the feedback there, guys. I appreciate that.
All right. So... Who's Lola? Lori, are you here? Yeah, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, let me figure this out so we don't miss anybody. Okay, yeah, I don't... Oh, wait a minute. That's Margaret. Okay, we got Margaret. Who's... Okay, so then we have... Okay, we have Lori, right?
Yes.
Good. Questions for John?
Yes, I do. On the bio train and the toxic disease, I mean, I know you build it up and it helps restore, but with toxic disease, now, exactly what is that? Because if your body is down, can you pick up like any disease like MS, Parkinson's, or any of that kind of stuff? Is that what you're talking about in all of it? I know Morgellons and all that are part of it, but just regular sicknesses of basically any type, heart attack, I mean, all that stuff. Building your terrain would help get rid of or prevent those things also?
Of course. That's why I kept the protocol. And get many of the girls who come back and talk about their recovery, tell you that they're still on the basic protocol and maybe one or two other things they decided were very beneficial. It's much cheaper to stay healthy than it is to go to a doctor or a hospital. People don't die who stay healthy. People who go to doctors all the time and hospitals, they're in risk.
So
I hope I didn't... knock you off the block there, John, but I got my opinion.
No, not at all. It's a very good question that she asked, and, you know, for me, I group these things as toxic illnesses because they all, you know, feature similar...
common factors?
Yeah, and, you know, similar syndromes, and toxicity is definitely one of them. And it can be toxicity from different sources, but it leads us to the same place in terms of having a, you know, chaotic bioterrain where things are not working correctly. So there are a lot of people that are being diagnosed and misdiagnosed with neurodegenerative disorders like MS, or autoimmune disorders, and when you dig deeper, you find out that what they actually have is Lyme, or Bartonella, or Ehrlichia, or any number of these spirochetal infections that tend to attack the body in different ways. So, you know, with Morgellons, There's not a lot of scientific consensus out there. There are people who feel like they are have isolated the Morgellons, quote unquote Morgellons organism, like we have Borrelia. We associate Lyme with Borrelia, but to me, you know, most of the folks who have Morgellons will test positive for Lyme or any, you know, any number of spirochetal infections. But not everybody with Lyme has the same kind of characteristic symptoms that people with Morgellons typically do report. So there's a lot of ways to get there in terms of, you know, the traumas, chemical traumas, just, you know, exposures, chronic immune suppression, making us more susceptible to being invaded by things that don't normally invade us. So there's a lot of factors. It's a very complex, you know, field out there. But the good news is this. The bottom line, people that are suffering from this catch-all term that we call toxic illness, that might manifest in a number of different ways or a number of different diagnoses, they all respond to the same thing, restoration and maintenance, proper maintenance of our bioterrain. That is the answer. That's the solution. And it's the only solution we have in these last days when we are going to come under increasingly intense assault from our environment, from our food, from, you know, all these different bioweapons that have been released and will continue to be released. So restoration of our bioterrain is our only hope to not only survive but thrive during these last days. Did I lose you, Mel?
No, you didn't lose me. If you believe it, I'm getting ready to pour the rescue soup into the bowl to have it while we finish this call, because then I'm going to take me a nice nap and stay healthy.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Peter with us today?
Go ahead.
Is Peter with us today?
I can't hear you, John. I couldn't hear you. Say it again, buddy.
I said, is Peter with us today?
I don't think so. Okay, I don't have an anonymous, but let me look at the thing closer as I carry. He would have said something if he was.
He told me he was going to try to make it, so I just wondered. I know he's read the book, and he probably has access to it, too, if anybody has any other questions.
Okay, well, like I said, I don't think he is, because I know where I'm at, because I just muted her. Because let me just see. Is there anything else, Lori?
No, that was good. Thank you.
Okay, so the one who keeps bouncing in and out, John, is Chrissy from Scotland, because atmospheric interference knocks her off the call.
Well, is she here now? Because I want to tell her I love her and thank you for the wonderful, sweet emails she keeps sending me.
No, she's the best at sending sweet emails. I mean, every month when she gets the protocol, I get a beautiful email thanking me. And Glenn. Let's not forget our boy Glenn, okay, even though it's his day off. All right, but let's keep on keeping. We're going to get to Chrissy. All right, next up is going to be Catherine of the Desert. Good morning.
Hi, John. Nice
Hello,
to have
dear.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, I'm always confused. I remember you talking about colostrum when you first brought it out, how good it is for us. When can we ever take it?
Well, you can take it anytime. Unlike most people who sell colostrum, you know, if your company sells colostrum and that's all you sell, then you think everybody needs to take colostrum all the time, right? Well, I wanted to offer colostrum because it's a very powerful way to kickstart your immune system and kind of rearm your immune system with immunoglobulins and a lot of really beneficial growth factors and things that are in colostrum. But, you know, when I look at the way God uses colostrum, when a baby is born, the colostrum comes in the first few days and then it's gone. And then mother's milk is still loaded with a lot of the same things, but not nearly in the same amounts. So God doesn't give it to us for the rest of our lives, and I don't think we need to continue to take it for the rest of our lives. But as a way to boost immunity, it is a very powerful way to do that. So, you know, we don't put people on colostrum and tell them to stay on it because I just don't believe that you get any additional benefit out of doing that. But it is a great way to occasionally to boost your immune system. Great product.
You know, John, it's
totally harmless.
No, it's terrific. It's interesting. We've been using it on the protocol for a long time two ways. When people first start, okay, we sometimes include it if we have a real sense of their sensitivity level. And if not, we don't. But we tell people, okay, that when you take it, you probably could take it for 30 or 40 days and then put what's left in the bottle back in the back of the refrigerator or down in the crisper, because you could do that again in about 6 months and you probably get a little more benefit then. You just can't keep taking it all the time and expecting it's you're going to get better and better.
Right.
When it comes to the children, as you heard from Carrie Ann and Joe, they had a little issue with the baby's stool, so I put her on flora and colostrum for 40 days and then took her off, and he told me that after she was off, they've never had any issue with it at all. So it's a wonderful product. It can help anybody at any time. But again, it's going to be 30, 40 days in the fridge. 6 months, you want to push it again, yeah, go ahead. It's probably going to work. But if you do it all the time, it's going to point of no return, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other question, Catherine?
By the way, Mel, I don't think I've ever mentioned this to you, but colostrum can also be used topically on open sores. And it can just be mixed in with a little bit of coconut oil and applied directly to any kind of open sore. And it's an amazing topical healing aid.
Oh, baby, that's another new one, John. What did you wait all these years to tell me, darling?
Well, because it didn't occur to me until I was working with someone that was dealing with some topical lesions, and we decided to try it, and it worked really well. It makes sense, too.
Okay, well, hey, making sense and working well, that's a good combo. Any other questions, Catherine?
Yes, John, I want to ask you on your Zeta not in your eye support, optical. I thought zeaxanthin was one of the important ingredients for the eye support.
Oh, there's a whole host of ingredients that are used in eye support products. And I've got a very strong cross-section of them in that product, but that one is not in there. You're right. But that doesn't mean it's not, you know, it's lacking. It's absolutely not lacking in all of the antioxidant support and, you know, the nutritional support that we need to help our eyes, to function at their best. And we've got great feedback with that product too, by the way, with people saying that their doctors are not changing their prescriptions anymore once they get on it.
Well, I got to say, John, you're going to laugh, okay, and the rest of you can think it's not true, but all you got to do is check with Glenn. I just ordered OptiEye for the first time ever in a reorder with him with NFL Stat, Omegas, and then mm-hmm. CS Plus, and OptiSight. And I ordered it for Nancy's husband, who's been having eye problems on and off for a long time. So, and it's because of the testimonials that I've heard and read on people who use it. Now, I just had to get glasses, prescription glasses, for the first time, and I got a hard time from everybody saying, what are you complaining? You're 77 years old. It's about time. What do you mean it's about time? Maybe for you, but not for me. So I'm going to try the opposite stuff and see if I can get rid of these glasses.
All good. Right.
So
keep me posted.
No, I'm definitely. Hey, I've got a big mouth, John. I'm going to keep everyone posted.
Good. Okay.
Anything else, Catherine? Reefer a dollar, darling.
Thank you so much, John.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. God bless you, honey.
Diane and Paul, come in.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mel. Hi, John.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. Yeah, we have two questions. The first one, Paul was wondering if you're working on an audio book.
We are looking into that. We're doing the paperback, as we said, and you know, I forgot to mention this, but on the price of the ebook on Kindle is $2.99, and when we do launch when they approve the paperback, it's going to be $12.99 because we got to pay Amazon for the printing costs and everything. But we really do need reviews on our book, and so what we're doing is we're offering people to refund them the $12.99 price of the book if they do a review. So once you guys see the book up on Amazon, not through Kindle but direct with a paperback, please buy the book and do a review, and we will refund you the $12.99 that you bought the book for.
Hey, John, you know what my best friend Richard always says?
What?
It's twice as nice when it's half the price, but we jump for glee when it's free.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's awesome.
Oh, and I got one more question, John.
My question
from myself is, what's your take or your feelings on consuming grains like wheat, barley, oats, as far as the gut is concerned?
Well, it's a very good question. It's a very good question, and the answer to that question has changed over time because, you know, the Bible says that man cannot live on bread alone, and that's true because we need protein and we need, you know, a balanced diet. We are omnivores and we're designed to eat, lots of different things to get a variety of nutrition into our body. But it's an ongoing issue now because, you know, grain, we used to, when we started our country, you know, women would still grind their grain to make bread with, and, you know, we were using fresh ground grain that was alive and full of nutrients and not full of GMO technology that will cause, you know, sustained inflammation in the body and lead people into gluten intolerance because of all the sensitivities that it sets up. So now it's virtually possible, if you think about it, how could we really have organic grains when just down the road, there's GMO grain fields and there's cross-pollinating. You know, I just question whether we even have non-GMO, any kind of non-GMO crops anymore, including ones that are organic because of cross-pollination. There's no way to control cross-pollination. You know, the bees aren't programmable.
right.
So, yeah, I mean, grains are problematic now. They were never intended to be problematic, you know, the way God made them. But when you stop grinding your fresh grains and using them when they're full of life, and you strip them of all of the nutrients and add a couple of B vitamins back and call it fortified, when it's actually dead, rancid stuff that goes in with enough preservatives in there to keep it, you know, healthy on the shelf or sellable for a long time. It's a far cry from what God intended bread to be and what he intended bread to offer. So my answer to your question required all that background information to say that grains are really problematic now, especially the more processed they are, the more problematic they are. We need to avoid anything that comes in a box that's, you know, totally processed. And when I tell people that are dealing with problems with their kidneys, for example, I always tell them about the power of fresh ground flaxseed and chia seed as far as the lignans and the fiber and the omega fats and things that are in fresh ground flax are very, very soothing and nourishing to the kidneys. But it has to be fresh ground. If you buy pre-ground flax, it's already begun the process of going rancid as soon as it's exposed to oxygen. So anything that we put into our body from a grain perspective, we want to either use whole grain or fresh ground, and obviously organic source if you can possibly find it, knowing that may or may not mean what it says it is.
Okay. All great. Right. Thank you, John.
Anything
else, yeah? Yes, ma'am.
That's it. That's it from us right now.
Okay. Glad you guys joined us. It was a good question. It's a good addition. Linda, come in, Linda.
Yes. yeah. Hi, John.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you so much for all that you do and all the time you spend, the work that you do to help everyone in this community. We appreciate it for sure. I had a question about the colon. If you had a situation that caused diverticulitis in the colon, would the protocol actually heal that, or... is healing that possible?
Yes, ma'am, I believe it is possible. It is possible. The older we get, the more easy it is for us to deal with diverticulitis because of the efficiency of our digestive systems declines as we age. The amount of acid in the stomach declines as we age. And so it's a good idea. We were just talking about whole grains and ground grains and things. I've been avoiding any kind of seeds, eating them direct, you know, whole for a while now because I'm 62. And eating fiber is a good thing, but we do need to eat fiber. It actually is preventive for diverticulosis and diverticulitis. But you can't take someone my age and just start pounding them with a bunch of fiber all of a sudden. You got to just introduce fiber gradually into the diet because it can literally precipitate diverticulitis if you give someone who is elderly a lot of fiber. And similarly, you don't want to give them seeds that can get stuck in the GI tract and cause inflammation, which is what diverticulitis is.
Yeah. Is there something we could keep on hand in case we had that situation?
Well, we do have some things that are helpful. And part of the protocol, really half of the protocol, is aimed at restoring digestion and digestive efficiency, the absorption and assimilation of nutrients. And that involves healing the gut. So the flora, the probiotics are very important for that. They're aimed kind of at the back end of digestion. Essential digestion is aimed more at the front half of digestion, but also very important for priming the pump, if you will, in terms of getting our ability to break down food efficiently into usable units. So those are part of the protocol. Liver CS also aids in digestion. As far as things that target more the lining of the gut, we've got the essential omegas that are there, and they are the omega-3s definitely do that. They nourish and feed the lining of the gut. We have a product in our store called Colon Pro Health, which is a very good fiber supplement. It's not an overwhelming amount of fiber, so it's it's a good maintenance cleanse. It helps keep our food moving, and help not so we don't have a lot of constipation issues and stuff like that. Women in particular seem to love that product. Okay. I don't know why, but yeah, it's a great product. Okay. And then we do have a very intense cleanse called MagnifiCleanse. It's a lot of fiber, and I don't just, you know, arbitrarily recommend that to especially to elderly people because it's so much fiber. It's very intense.
Yeah.
But the other one is not like that. Colon Pro Health is a gentle cleanse.
Okay, great.
Hey, John? Well, hold on, honey. She's only here for 4 months. I think this is the beginning of the fourth month of the protocol. But the answer to the original question is, will this protocol cure what she described? And the answer is yes, over time.
Okay.
Absolutely. One other thing I want to make you aware of is a supplement that we have called L-glutamine. And L-glutamine is an amino acid that is very nourishing to the gut.
Okay, great. Thank you. They were recommended surgery like they always do, and I just did not do that. And hopefully it'll, you know, the wall of the colon will strengthen so it's not, don't blow open is what they were talking about. I know that's gross, but that's kind of what they were talking about. So.
Yeah. If you get a fever or severe pain, that's something to take seriously, and that's actually a scenario where quote unquote modern medicine excels. You know, in any kind of heroic stuff, saving people from trauma and accidents and replacing your heart and crazy things like that, we're really good at that. We're just not very good at actually curing people and preventive medicine.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's all recorded. You'll be able to write them down, Linda. We'll add them for you.
Yeah, I've got it all written down. Thank you.
No, don't worry. I know you do, girl. I mean, I know you, Linda. Okay. You make more posts than anyone these days. All right.
God bless you, Linda. Please keep me posted, honey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, John. Yes, God bless.
You too.
All right. Last but not least, John, one of your all-time favorites, direct from Scotland, Highlands on the Ocean, Holly and Chrissy.
Oh. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Thank you very, very, very much for coming on your book. And I think that's excellent news, John, that you're going to have the paperback, you know, for $12.99. And how lovely is that? That if people buy it, that they can send a really great review, because I know it'll be a great review, because I know it's going to be a great book to Amazon, and you're helping them and they're helping you. It's just very beautiful. I wanted to ask you about you said something about through your restoreyourbioterrain.com website, people will be able to download the book online. And I wanted to ask about that, because obviously that would probably be better for people that weren't in the USA to get a downloaded copy.
Mm-hmm. That will be up and running and within the week as well. The only downside to that is we won't be able to do reviews on Amazon when people get the book directly from there. But you know, we long term, we also want to use this book as a means to promote Logos and to promote the protocol and to kind of grow our following, if you will. You know, collect email addresses to be able to market to forth. We want to have the download option available that is not difficult for people to figure out, because that Kindle app is a bear. It's got all kind of bugs in it, apparently.
Oh. So anyone can just download that? You'll be able to download it onto your phone?
When we get that finished on that website, they'll be able to get to it on that website, on the BioTerrain website, which you can also get to from my website.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's all going to be connected. What we're hoping to do is to get people to buy the paperback, because then we can still do a review on Amazon. We want to try to get enough reviews to get the book noticed and use it as a marketing tool, you know.
Oh, absolutely, because I think that, like you say, you want to get it in synergy with people that are actually buying your products, because, you know, the wealth of knowledge that you've got, and, I mean, that is extensive, and we've been very lucky recipients of that over years of listening to these conference calls, and it's fantastic that they're recorded as well for people to go back and listen, or people to listen freshly. But you want to get all that information out, because it goes in tandem with it. I mean, what better way to, it's a wonderful thing. People go to the doctor and they're given medicine, aren't they? And they're never told, and it's not holistic either, but they're never told, oh, this does X, Y, and Z or whatever. They're just said, you know, the doctor's there saying, here's the medicine, take it, you know.
So that's right.
More or less, that's the thing. Whereas you're, you know, like Mel's always saying, knowledge is power. And so how lovely that you've written this for the layperson. We can all understand everything that you tell us. It's not done in some books could be too highbrow, couldn't they, and it's for a different audience. And especially with people with weakened immune systems, who are often tired and exhausted, it's imperative that it's language that, like you say, that the common man can understand, especially the common man who is unwell and who's struggling. And I think an audio book would be absolutely wonderful, because I think you've got a nice manner, you've got a nice voice. It's you know, you'd be able to put that across really well, particularly if you were reading it. I think that would be really, really good. But, I think that this should go in tandem with your medicine, so that people can fully get all the information that they need. And it's also in that one book alongside your medicine to help. So is it advertised? Is the book going to be advertised on your website? And could there be a place on your website for people to leave reviews as well?
Yes, ma'am. The best place for our reviews to show up is going to be on Amazon by far.
Right.
So we launched the book on Amazon, hoping to build up a reserve of reviews there, but it hasn't worked well because the Kindle app is such a bear. So eventually that's what's going to end up happening, is we'll just have to try to accumulate as many as we can on our website. But ideally we want to get reviews on Amazon. So that's why we're going to offer to pay people back for the paperback version, if they'll do a review on Amazon.
Excellent. It's absolutely excellent. So I'm sure it'll make a big difference from being able to get the paperback, and how wonderful that you're offering that as well. So people will be quite excited about that, I think, and excited to read your book. Absolutely. So thanks very much.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming on to discuss this and lots of other stuff. And there's some amazing gems today, like Mel said. I didn't know about the colostrum, people could put it on open lesions and stuff. That is a game changer. I was like, wow, you know,
yeah.
That's cool. But, you know, like, you just, your knowledge doesn't matter what question people ask you. You have information for everything. It's just, like, really lovely, you know, when we come on and everyone's asking such extensive different questions, but, boy, you're a powerhouse. You have an answer for everything, which is... And it's a concise answer. It's not too technical, and we can understand it and we can get it. So yeah, it's just the right tempo. So thanks very much, John, for coming, and thanks for your knowledge and everything.
Before we go back to Catherine, do you know what they call John in Georgia?
No.
John B.
All
right, Catherine, come in. Catherine, you got another question? Come on, dear.
Yes, the air purifier that was recommended earlier. I'm on the internet now on Amazon, and I do not see that. AOPO.
I could try to send a link, I guess. You want me to do that, Mel?
Do I have the link already to give to Glenn?
No, I can...
Send me the link and I'll send her the one.
Okay.
There's Arrow, A-R-O-E-V-E on here, but not A-O-P-O.
Yeah, it's A-O-P-O.
I'm going to send you the link, Catherine. No worries. You'll get it in a couple of minutes.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. 248-248. Lori, is that you again?
Yes. I did have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Two things. One, I wanted to mention that I've been doing the flaxseed, like you said, with the bullet, putting it and breaking it. But I just added the chai, which I was excited you said that, because I felt so much better. It's just it's an amazing cure, and I love that. But
thank
I wanted
you,
to ask
dear.
You on the you well, thank you, and. And I wanted to ask you on the reviews. Is there something on there that we cannot say? Or, I mean, is there a certain kind of review that you are looking for?
Well, I mean, it'd be great if it was a five-star review, but obviously, you know, it's what I want people to be honest in their thoughts. And we hope we don't get any bad reviews. But, yeah, no, there's really nothing bad, I think. Unless somebody really were trying to be mean, I don't know why they would say anything bad about it.
Well, I mentioned, was there something we shouldn't, I mean, like, for sure, I don't want to mention Morgan Allen.
Right. Are there any rules that John knows about? Not
really. I mean, like Mel's always said, that the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol is the cure for all disease. It's one of my favorite quotes that he, in fact, I think it's on my website, his quote that says that. But obviously we can't market it as a cure because that would mean it's a drug. And good Lord, they wouldn't know how to analyze our protocol as a drug because there's not just one ingredient, you know, that tricks the body. It's the sum of the parts, right, Mel?
Hey, buddy, S-U-M, not S-O-M-E. Okay?
And then
you got to remember, besides the protocol, there are other things that must be incorporated in your daily life in order to totally restore your health. And although I don't do those things much anymore, I keep on keeping on. No, guys, really. Go ahead.
So if they were to read a review and go to your website looking for, like if I mentioned, protocol, looking for a protocol, you have different protocols that you just give them at Logos, or would you direct them to Mel, or how would you, I guess it doesn't matter.
to do a review
for the book.
To do a review, the best place to do a review would be on Amazon, because that way the most people will see it. And it will actually give the book more credibility, you know, in the general public if we can get, you know, some reads and reviews up there.
Yeah, send me a copy of all the reviews. John, let them send me a copy, and I'll keep pumping them into what's new for manufacturers because of the 900 people who read these things. Not all of them are buying this protocol yet.
Yeah. Well, if they read the book, they'll understand why they need to buy the protocol.
Oh, no, I know, but a lot of them are coming here and will know about the book more because they're here than maybe somewhere else, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about the book, and I'm definitely going to buy the paperback, so will you send out an email when that comes out?
Yes, ma'am, we will be sending out an email when it's available.
Okay, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Oh, I have a great idea for this year's contest, John.
Okay.
I'm not sharing it now because you didn't tell me yet, October or November.
good.
Kathy grabbed December. She thinks she's Santa Claus. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to ask? This is a great time. We still got the man. Okay. Go ahead. 248.
I just, what I was going to say was, you're talking about the colostrum for the legions. How do you just buy any colostrum like at the health food store and then just put it on?
No. You buy our colostrum.
Oh.
And continue. And wait a minute. And continue with the synergy of this protocol, young lady. And it's the price you're going to pay, and because it's probably the best one available anyway, it's a good deal.
Okay, so Logos has colostrum. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am,
do. And then you just mix it with water?
No, I would mix it with coconut oil.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Just open up a capsule and mix it in with some coconut oil and use that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's so economical, it's ridiculous. Use a half a capsule, and I think there's, 90 capsules or 60 or something.
You can also throw a little aloe in it if you have any, and that'll make it even better.
Mmm. What the hell? Let's spray it with liquid stevia, baby. Okay. Anything else, Lori?
No, thank you.
You're laughing. Good. Where's your laugh? All right, people. Anybody else got a question? John's still here. All right, John, what would you like to say in closing? This was a good group with a bunch of new people, and this call had some information that others never had. So once again, it's terrific stuff, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and God bless you, brother. I think it's wonderful that there are other people out there with the same mindset that I have and you have that want to try to make a difference in this world. And it's just a blessing to be here. And I thank you for the opportunity that presents. And for everyone here, just know that you're in my prayers. And you're in our company's prayers, our team's prayers. Because every day we're asking for God to put people in front of us that we can serve and that we can be a blessing to. And it's exciting to see the life transformation taking place in our midst. It's been happening from the beginning, and with God's help, it'll continue to happen. We're just thankful to be here.
All right, John. Well, I think I sum it up when I say for the entire group of folks today that we're grateful that you continuously will come back, update, communicate, and help alleviate some of the pain and offer hope to all of those who become part of this community. So, brother, from another mother, although I'm older, I probably learned more from you than you learned from me, you dog. Anyway, you have a blessed day, and thank you from the bottom of my heart, John. How about on a count of three, we all say thank you, John. One, two, three. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, guys. Love you all.
Thank you.
Have a
blessed day. All right, everyone. We're back tomorrow with prayer and fellowship. And I can't tell you about next week's guest. I have three feelers out, and I'll work them over tomorrow in that Sunday evening shift, hoping to catch them all at home. But we will be back tomorrow with prayer and fellowship, often described as the best 2 hours of the week. The opportunity to communicate with one another during the call, and the ability to develop relationships, friendships, so on and so forth. And there's an opportunity that once in a while we get a decent joke, but we always seem to have one very positive story. So we'll see you all tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mel.
Thanks,
John.
Mel. Bye.
See ya.
Mm-hmm.